Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a programme that focuses on artists, arts organisations and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I'm your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and today's guest is Julia Gibbs, Executive Director of the Miller Beach Arts and Creative District. Thank you for joining us, Julia. You have an interesting sounding exhibition at the moment at the Marshall J. Gardner Arts Center in Miller Beach, Through the Needle's Eye. What will visitors see in this exhibition?
Well, thank you for having me, Jonathan. Yes, we have a show up in the gallery right now that is a textile show that celebrates the work of 8 female artists. It was curated by Miller Beach resident and textile artist Jane Wedby, and she has put together just an astoundingly beautiful show. Now, when people think of textiles, often they'll think of something like, you know, the quilts you have on your bed in winter, and this is not that kind of show. These are artists who are real innovators in the field. They're using traditional technique, quilting, applique, embroidery, and sewing, but using them in very untraditional ways to create very sophisticated and intricate artwork. So when you walk into the gallery, you'll be greeted with a room full of vibrancy and color, and really work in the show is really museum caliber. It's quite beautifully, masterfully created, really rich in imagery.
The fiber arts have been underrated and undervalued amongst the various art forms for a long time now. But what do you think is their particular strength and power?
That's very true, and I think that's something that our curator had very close to her heart when she put this show together. So she was looking for artists who had very creative and unique ways of using these traditional techniques that elevate the work into, you know, museum and gallery caliber pieces. Maybe I can focus on just a few of the people who are in the show. For instance, we have Deirdre Scherer, who's been exhibiting her work since 1979. She pioneered a technique with a sort of thread on layered fabric to create representational portraits. So she's using thread almost as though it's her drawing line, as if she was using thread like a pencil. And she also uses a picking technique to create this beautifully delicate pointillist imagery. And her subject matter focuses on family, elders, aging. So they're absolutely beautiful portraits of older couples or older individuals. Some people might be familiar with her work from a book that was published in the 90s called When I Am an Old Woman, I Shall Wear Purple. That might be familiar to some of our listeners. So her work is really just taking all of these traditional techniques that one might have learned from your mom or grandma and using them in ways that make them into an artist's tool.
You mentioned techniques learnt at home and from your mum or your grandma. There's going to be a special workshop, right? And what techniques will you be highlighting there and teaching attendees?
There's a workshop associated with the exhibition called Xing the X, Beyond the Cross Stitch, and that's taught by curator Jane Wedby. So it's taking traditional embroidery techniques and using them in very non-traditional and playful ways. There's been a real movement toward creative mending in the last decade, I'd say. And this is one way that people who have both experience embroidery, or if you're picking up a needle for the first time, can come in and just use techniques in a very playful way and riff on what they're seeing in the gallery and be taught by a very accomplished teacher. Jane is a great instructor. So I think people have a lot of fun if they come in and take the workshop.
And so how can people learn more about the exhibition and the workshop?
So everything is at our website at millerbeacharts.org. The information on the exhibit, our gallery hours, and the class are all listed there. I'd also like to mention that we'll have a curator's talk on August 24th at 2 p.m. And with all our shows, the exhibition, the gallery space, the gallery talk, those are all free and open to the public.
That's terrific. And you also have a summer festival day coming up in September, right?
We do, yes. Fest in the First is an annual street fair that happens in our neighborhood, Gary's First District, where we are located. And last year, the MBACD added an arts corridor to give artists in our community a place to showcase their work. And I think it went really well. So we're offering that again. And we are accepting applications from artists, artisans, and craftspeople to vend in our arts corridor at the festival. The festival takes place on September 20th. The festival itself is free for festival goers. But if people would like to apply to vend at the festival, they can go to festinthefirst.com to learn more about how to do that. And our applications will be open through August 25th.
So a wonderfully rich artistic and cultural summer over at Miller Beach, which we shall all visit and enjoy. Thank you so much for joining us today. And thanks.
Thank you, Jonathan.
And thanks, everyone, for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We'll be back next week to highlight even more people, places, and events that celebrate the arts across Northwest Indiana. Thank you.